KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:01, we have a clear sky, 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Rescue personnel were called to the scene of a minor personal injury accident this morning at the entrance to the Atlantic High School. According to dispatch reports, a passenger in a vehicle suffered a bump to their head when they hit the windshield. That accident happened around 7:45 a.m. There are no other details currently available. News time is 8:02.
How did your shopping trip go with Grandma today?
Good, but...
But what? What's wrong, honey?
I think Grandma's mad at me.
Mad? She didn't say anything to me. Why do you think she's mad?
Well, when we were in the store, I wanted her to come and see the pretty bracelet, but she just kept walking away.
But did you say anything to her?
Yes, I said, "Grandma, Grandma, come look at this. It's so pretty." And she didn't even look at me. I don't know what I did. I don't want Grandma to be mad at me.
Oh, honey, I bet Grandma just didn't hear you.
When you can't hear the people in your life, it can cause hurt feelings and confusion, and you may be totally unaware of the circumstance that caused the hurt. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. When you struggle to hear what those around you are saying, or if you don't hear them at all, your lack of response may be interpreted as indifference, coldness, or even anger. This can cause problems in your work, social life, or worse yet, your family relationships. If you even think you have a problem, don't risk damaging the relationships that are important to you. Schedule a hearing evaluation today at ASI with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
Montgomery County Sheriff's Department reported yesterday the arrest of two people Thursday on unrelated charges. At around 11:45 a.m., sheriff's deputies arrested 20-year-old Ivana Inlay of Sioux City for possession of drug paraphernalia following a traffic stop on Highway 34 near Stanton. And around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, the sheriff's office arrested 26-year-old Aaron Lucas Allen of Red Oak for breach of peace following an incident in the 300 block of Hilltop in Stanton. Inlay and Allen were transported to the Montgomery County Jail. Inlay was cited and released, and Luke Allen was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. A Council Bluffs man who told police that he performed a sex act on a cat and then threw it out of a seventh-floor window has been given 2 years in prison. 30-year-old Gerardo Martinez was arrested after officers found the dead animal on a sidewalk outside of a Council Bluffs apartment building on August the 3rd. Officers say Martinez was naked and told them he used methamphetamine and had a sex act with a cat. Court records say Martinez pleaded guilty last week to animal torture. A charge of bestiality was dropped. Martinez is a registered sex offender in Iowa. Online court records say he was convicted in Pottawatomie County of sexual abuse of a girl ages 13 or under in 1998. As the Missouri River slowly recedes, farmers are encountering sand dunes, debris, and deep gouges the floodwaters carved into their once fertile land. The soil quality has also been hurt because of the floodwaters. Officials don't expect all the floodwaters to disappear until sometime in October, so farmers will have little time to rehab their fields this fall because of harvest chores and the onset of winter. That means that many of the hundreds of thousands of acres of flooded farmland along the Missouri River may be out of production for at least a year, if not longer. Nebraska farmer Scott Olson predicts that it will take several years to get the damaged land he farms near Takema back into shape for production. Some 3,000 Iowa National Guard soldiers who recently returned from active duty in Iraq and Afghanistan aren't facing a daily life or death mission anymore, but many are facing the tough task of trying to find work as civilians when jobs are not plentiful. Becky Cody works with the Department of Defense agency known as the Employer Support of the Guard and Reserve. She says finding a job was an issue for many soldiers before they left for active duty.
There were a significant number, 730 of them stated that they were not employed prior to going on the deployment due to the recession.
One Iowa Guard member, 22-year-old Joe Carr of Pleasant Hill, said he had only a temporary job when he was called up.
And that was pretty much all I could get. And then I had that until I deployed.
Temporary positions aren't covered under the federal law protecting soldiers' jobs while they're on active duty, so the Army private is looking for work, and he repaired drone aircraft when he was in Iraq.
And I got back on July 15th, and then I've been back since then and have had not very much luck. First, I was trying not to be picky, but I feel that my skills I've gotten through the military have earned me a little bit, you know, not like a minimum wage job, but it's really hard in this economy to find anything.
Sergeant Clay Chickering deployed with a Denison, Iowa Guard unit and was in the same boat.
I knew before I went on the deployment that when I came back, I was going to be unemployed.
His manufacturing job got moved out of state while he was overseas. In Iraq, he ran raids on houses suspected of harboring the Taliban. That kind of background makes some civilian jobs less appealing.
I don't want to be sitting behind a desk or doing a telemarketing job. It is kind of nerve-wracking knowing that there's a lot of people that are looking for work, and now that I'm off active duty, I'm going to go ahead and file for unemployment.
Iowa Workforce Development is trying to help those soldiers and others by taking its job search program directly to armories around the state. The South Dakota Supreme Court has ordered a new trial for a man convicted of raping a woman at a mutual friend's 21st birthday party. Christopher Jones of Sioux City, Iowa, was convicted of 2 counts of third-degree rape in March of 2010 and sentenced to serve 14 years in prison. Jones appealed, arguing that South Dakota law does not explicitly include a knowledge element. He says the circuit court failed to instruct the jury that the state must prove he knew that the woman's intoxicated condition made her unable to consent, and the high court agreed. Prosecutors say Jones raped a 23-year-old woman twice on October 19, 2008, at a Dakota Dunes residence. The victim told authorities she was drunk and passed out, but twice awoke to find Jones assaulting her. Two people from Webster City in north-central Iowa have pleaded guilty in a Sioux City District Court to a federal methamphetamine case. The U.S. Attorney's Office's 50-year-old Lori Reinhardt and 51-year-old Lanny Brownfield were convicted on Thursday of possessing a chemical they knew would be used to make meth. The two admitted that from 2008 to 2010, they brought more than 1,200 grams of pseudoephedrine in and around Webster City. And law enforcement searches in September and December of last year included a search of the couple's home. Prosecutors said that among the items seized were some that would be used to make meth. The sentencing date for Reinhardt and Brownfield has not yet been set. They face up to 20 years in prison. A Spencer pharmacist who pleaded guilty to defrauding Medicaid and his own health insurance provider out of $200,000 has been sentenced to more than 3 years in federal prison. The U.S. Attorney's Office said 58-year-old David Easton of Everly was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Sioux City on Wednesday. He pleaded guilty in September of 2010 to 2 counts of health care fraud, 1 count of money laundering, and 1 count of aggravated identity theft. Easton admitted that from 2003 to 2006, he defrauded Medicaid and Coventry Health Care by supplying false claims for prescriptions by using the identities of Medicaid patients. Easton, who owned and operated a Medicap pharmacy in Spencer, was also ordered to make restitution of $165,000 to Medicaid and $35,000 to Coventry Medical Care. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, fears of a new recession are intensifying among international investors who continued to dump stocks today. Wall Street futures are also down. The G20 nations have pledged strong coordinated action to boost the global economy and prevent another worldwide recession. The Republican-led House and the Democratic-controlled Senate face a possible showdown this week over a bill to keep the government running past next week and replenish the U.S. Disaster Aid Fund. The House has passed legislation that also cuts 2 clean energy programs. Senate Democrats promised to kill that bill. The Associated Press has found that hospitals are having to pay secondary suppliers exorbitant prices for essential drugs that are normally cheap. A severe shortage of the life-saving medications is endangering patients across the country and resulting in preventable deaths. And scientists say a subatomic particle seems to move faster than the speed of light. And now scientists are planning to put the finding to further high-speed tests to see if a revolutionary shift in explaining the workings of the universe is needed, or if the European scientists made a mistake. If it's not a mistake, the discovery could turn Einstein's theory of relativity on its ear. News time is 8:10.
How did your shopping trip go with Grandma today?
Good, but...
But what? What's wrong, honey?
I think Grandma's mad at me.
Mad? She didn't say anything to me. Why do you think she's mad?
Well, when we were in the store, I wanted her to come and see the pretty bracelet, but she just kept walking away.
But did you say anything to her?
Yes, I said, "Grandma, Grandma, come look at this. It's so pretty." And she didn't even look at me. I don't know what I did. I don't want Grandma to be mad at me.
Oh, honey, I bet Grandma just didn't hear you.
When you can't hear the people in your life, it can cause hurt feelings and confusion, and you may be totally unaware of the circumstance that caused the hurt. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. When you struggle to hear what those around you are saying, or if you don't hear them at all, your lack of response may be interpreted as indifference, coldness, or even anger. This can cause problems in your work, social life, or worse yet, your family relationships. If you even think you have a problem, don't risk damaging the relationships that are important to you. Schedule a hearing evaluation today at ASI with offices in Atlantic, Audubon, Manning, and Carroll.
In the funeral announcements, Brian McConaughey, age 39, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Trainer, died Sunday as the result of an accident in Omaha. Funeral services for Brian McConaughey will be today at 10 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. 88-year-old Marjorie Sherdan of Atlantic died September 16th at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Marjorie Sherdan will be today at 1:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. 88-year-old Dolores Carr of Anita died Sunday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Memorial services for Dolores Carr will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Anita Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 86-year-old Jean Marine Corey of Walnut died Tuesday at the Peacehaven Retirement Home in Walnut. Funeral services for Jean Corey will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Sandra K. Erickson, age 70, of Exira and formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Sandra K. Erickson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Zola Kruger, age 87, of Benora and formerly of Bagley, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Zola Kruger will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Benora Church of the Brethren. Twig Funeral Home in Benora has arrangements. 93-year-old Rex Miller of Atlantic and formerly of Anita died Wednesday at the Allen House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Rex Miller will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. 92-year-old Edna C. May of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and formerly of Exira, died September 2nd. A celebration of life memorial service for Edna May will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Gary Douglas Doug Younger, age 56, of Kansas City, Missouri, and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday. A celebration of life service for Doug Younger will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Harmony Vineyard Church in Kansas City, Missouri. The DW Newcomer's Sons Whitechapel Funeral Home in Gladstone, Missouri, has the arrangements. Larry Joe Arrowsmith, age 68, of Sacramento, California, died Sunday. Graveside services for Larry Joe Arrowsmith will be Saturday at 3:30 at the Highland Township Cemetery near Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Darlene Mary Pedersen K. of age 90 of Council Bluffs has died. Funeral services for Darlene K. will be on Monday at 10 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Minden. The Cutler O'Neill Meyer and Woodring Funeral Home in Council Bluffs has arrangements. And Billy Taylor, age 81, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Billy Taylor are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.